So I'm doing another ramble fap since my last one was too quiet and I messed up. So I'm gonna do another one. So where to start? So my last one I was talking about my turn-ons, things that get me going. And I started by talking about like my BDSM thoughts, and I was saying that I consider myself submissive. So I have had real life submissive experiences. I don't have like online play experiences. So I have been on my knees, on a leash, on a collar. I love schoolgirl skirts and knee-high socks, and I also like to dress like a slut. I'm all about variety when it comes to being a submissive. I like the hard stuff and I like the soft stuff. And having a dom that can do both is really, really sexy to me. I do like the emotional and mental. The emotional and mental aspects of that kind of power dynamic. I like when my dom looks at me and I respond, whether it's to come over to him or to do something or whatever, or just knowing that we have that connection, like checking in with him throughout the day and that sort of thing. Yeah, having difficulty already. So that excites me a lot. I think it's very intimate, and whether I'm being taken and used hard or kissed and cuddled, I think that the dynamic is exciting and can be a lot of fun. And again, I prefer not to have any predictability. Going from rough to soft to back again is exciting. I also like being held accountable for what I do. So if I'm being a brat, I do like to be disciplined, and I mean actual discipline, not play punishments. Although I do have a place in my heart for play punishments. I love a good spanking, paddling, but if I'm truly being a bad girl and need to be corrected, a belt is the way to do it because I fucking hate belts. What else? So those are my submissive sort of tendencies. I don't know, I can't think of a word. As far as on the flip side, I have been in charge before. I have had a boy sub in person. I have had some online play with that as far as being in the dominant role when it comes to boys. But in person, I do like having a boy to sit between my legs and lick me and thank me for it. Like being called goddess and ma'am and all that. Mistress. It's fun for me. It's different than when I'm serving. It's really different. It's more playful for me, and I guess in a situation where I was really owning someone, I would want to make sure he felt protected and safe with me. I do, I do take it seriously when I'm in charge as well. So, but when I'm submissive, I feel like that's a part of who I am, in that kind of sexual way. Whereas I feel more mentally engaged when I'm in charge, because that's typically my personality in general. I'm very assertive. Very assertive and in charge in my daily life. So that's easy to do. That's sometimes easier than the submissive stuff. But it really takes a certain guy to bring the submissive part out of me, whereas taking control is very easy for me. It's simple. That's who I am. So That's easy. I would love to have a girl sub and a boy sub, and that would be fun. I do like to play with girls from time to time. I also like to take the dominant role with girls. I guess if I met one that really, I don't know, if one really took charge, then I could see myself maybe being in a submissive role for her, but it would certainly take the right girl. It might be fun to have a dom that both me and a girl serve together. I think that might be fun. I do like the thought of having like a girlfriend who we do fun, like do fun girl stuff, like get our hair and nails done, but then when we get home, it's all about playtime and kissing and rubbing and all that good stuff. And then it's like a secret to other people in our lives. Like they know we're friends, but they don't know quite how close we are. So there's that. I fantasize the most about having two guys on me. Like I want that so bad. I swear at least once a day I think about that, and I probably go to bed almost every night thinking about how nice it would be to have one guy on each side of me, you know, one kissing my neck and the other kissing my lips and switching and all that other stuff. Like I want that, and I don't mind having the boys play together. I would especially like that if everyone played together. That turns me on a lot just to think about that. So I guess I would want two bi boys to play with, and I like the idea of all three of us in the house, and everybody can just play whenever. Maybe the two of them are doing their thing, and I hop in between them, and I just need them to just really be as sexual as I am, because I swear there are days, oh my gosh, there are days, especially lately, where I just cannot get enough. I don't know what's going on with me, but I just can't get enough lately. I've been extremely horny. Those are things that get me going. Would love to have some fun with a guy who liked, you know, some anal stuff. Like if, well, I don't mind being, I don't mind being fucked in the ass. But it would be nice to have a guy who wouldn't mind my fingers in his, or maybe a toy, or pegging him. I've never had the pleasure, but I would love a guy who let me do that. And it's especially sexy. The more, more masculine and sort of in charge he is in his daily life, and sometimes with me, the more I would want to get to be in that top position from time to time. Like I want a nice big strong man who lets me have my way with him. So